It's obvious when you look through the scriptures that leprosy was a serious concern for the Israelites up in, including the time of our Lord. And with good reason. Leprosy was a very contagious disease. It could very easily spread to a whole community. And of course, they didn't have the medical technology like we have today, so it couldn't be treated. It's not like they could just treat it and cure the person. Instead, the only way they could prevent the disease from spreading is to isolate it, to contain the person that had it, to isolate them from the rest of the community, shun them from the rest of the community. Because, of course, this is before the time of hospitals with the modern isolation protocols like they have now. It's, you know, in fact, it was so important that they be isolated that it was codified in Mosaic law, in the law of Moses, that one who contracted leprosy was to be treated as ritually unclean and set apart from the rest of the community, completely isolated from the rest of the community. Beyond that, touching a leper, as our Lord did in the gospel today, was completely unthinkable, because if you were ritually clean, to touch someone or something that was ritually unclean would make you ritually unclean. And you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want to have to go through the whole process of cleansing. And of course, we know now, and I'm sure they realized, that through touch, the contagion was spread so much more easily. Well, our Lord did touch the leper, because he had pity on this leper. Of course, he didn't have to worry about being ritually unclean. He was the second person in the Trinity. But he had deep concern for the other. That's what it truly means to have pity, to have deep concern for the other, to feel compassion and to desire to share in and ease their suffering, desire to truly ease their suffering. I would argue that it's necessary for us as Christians to have pity on those around us who are suffering. I think there are many of us who don't want others to have pity on us. We don't want others to deal with our suffering. But yet, as Christians, we need to have pity for others. I believe that it is necessary for the Christian life because it is in imitation of our Lord. The healings that our Lord did came out of his concern for all those he encountered, but especially his concerns for those who were suffering. So as Christians, to imitate him, we must have empathy for others' suffering. We must reach out to those who are suffering and provide assistance however we can, at a bare minimum, to earnestly pray for that person, pray for them. Well, in response to our Lord's healing, the leper went out and proclaimed what Jesus did. He truly proclaimed the gospel. Now, each of us, I think, proclaim what is important to us. You know, how many of us talk about a basketball game last night, maybe the high school or college or even professional basketball game last night, or a particular brand that we're attached to, a kind of car that we prefer to drive, or a kind of food that we prefer to eat. And of course, with politics, we're very quick to proclaim our political views, especially why Party X, which we happen to believe, is more important and is going to do more for our country than Party Y, which we don't like, at the upcoming election. But as we're doing this proclaiming, when is the last time Jesus' name was brought up? Except maybe as a curse. You know, we might use it as a curse word. But when's the last time we used it? We publicly talked about what he has done for us in our lives. Now, I bring this up because all of this is part of St. Paul's admonition. As he tells us, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. We do this not to seek our own benefit, as St. Paul tells us, but that of the many, that they may be saved. To be a Christian means to imitate Christ, as St. Paul did. Not merely giving lip service, saying, oh, I'm a Christian, or once a week by going to Mass, but to imitate him, because everything Jesus did was for the glory of God. Everything. So that everything we do should be for his glory as well. Every decision we make, every action we do. If we truly believe this and we truly lived this, how many decisions will have to change every day? How many times have we made selfish decisions that we'll no longer be able to do because it is contrary to the will of Christ? How many sinful actions have we done that is not in imitation of our Lord? The challenge of the Christian life is to be cleansed of our desire for our glory, but instead to proclaim the glory of God. The leper in the gospel today came to be cleansed of his leprosy. We were cleansed through our baptisms. Now we come to our Lord to follow him and to proclaim him to the world.